This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most innovative, technological machine you'll ever find, and it's so easy to use. You know, we have three of them. We love them. They're always giving to the community, but they're always innovating on their own products too. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off for Coach Collins. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. We always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft. Well, are you working on yours? And that's one of the ways I've worked on my craft. It's something, from someone that's coached a nationally ranked team, that has won numerous state titles, that has done those things. This is what, I spent several years putting this together of things that I could share with the world to make coaches better. And the roadmap will take care of it, and we'll walk you through everything you need. So go over and check it out. And just in closing, if you like this podcast, go over and check out High School Hoops. Go over and check out the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Go over and check out Funnel Down Defense Podcast. All of them are great. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. All right. Have a great day. Okay. So today I'm going to talk about some practice thoughts I have had. I love practice. maybe it's because I love teaching too, but it's probably my favorite part of basketball, because it allows me to develop them both from a philosophical standpoint, from a cultural, from identity, from life lessons. Can I do that in a game? Yes. But practice really defines what we are, who we are, not only as a program, but hopefully as individuals and stuff like that. So I'm going to give some thoughts about practice. I know a lot of us right now are winding down when it comes to practice, but, I think it's always an important philosophical thing. And, a point at which we want to do it. So first of all, you have to be clear and have clarity in your practice intent. What are you trying to get out of? Like, I'll give an example. Like tomorrow we play, I'm recording this on a Sunday. We're going to play on Tuesday. So Monday I have one day. I have to be clear and precise on the specific things that we need to get better at. And so I have to have clarity and I have to have intent. And that's, as part of the teacher, that's part of my job to have that. So that's number one. Number two is it has to translate from practice to games. And there's been lots of written about this, but I think all of that is important as an educator, as a teacher, all of those kind of things. And the next one I would put is you have to communicate and connect. You know, greeting, and I've talked about this, greeting your players when they walk in, being warm, but being demanding, loving and caring, but have expectations. And I think both of those things is important. Next thing is find solutions. Your team is a horrible three-point shooting team. They won't go to offensive glass, whatever. I think it's our jobs as educators and coaches to find the solutions. And I think practice will inform you, will tell you what you should be doing and what you should not be doing, what you're good at and what you're not good at. I want evolution in every practice. That's a big part of it. And here's some, this is just some general thoughts, some practice general thoughts that I have had. And you can agree or disagree. And I'd love to hear people's theories or thoughts on some of these, but every player should feel like they got better. Doesn't matter if it's your best player or worst player, every player should leave that gym feeling like they got better that day. Like, no different than my classroom. I want to feel like when they've left my classroom, they've become better at statistics. You know, every practice is your clinic. Every practice is the point at which you can experiment, where you can explain, you can teach.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And everything you do in practice should add value, whether it's getting free throws, whether it's pre-practice, whether it's post-practice, everything should add some sort of value. And as a subcategory of this, I think thinking about special situations, out of bounds plays, and I'm working on some really cool stuff with situations. That's the next thing. Another thought that I've had around practice is the player should bring the energy. Sometimes I have to bring the energy, but the player should bring the energy. You know, it's your game day. It's the energy that you bring. It's all those little sound bites. So I refer to this, and this is another random thought that I've had. It is sound bites, but it's TikTok. It's quick. It's 30 seconds. It's 60 seconds. It's, you know, giving quick feedback and letting them know what they're doing well and what they need to improve on. So there's always a life lesson to be taught. There's always a lesson in during practice to be taught. There's always something that we can do in terms of practice. One last thing, last couple thoughts as far as practice goes. You know, consider the 80-20 rule. We talk about this in my stats class. You know, we always invest 80% of our time on 20% what's important. So we got to think about, you know, what really wins games, not turning it over, effective field goal percentage, rebound, the factor of four, those kind of things. What really wins it? You know, you want to do everything. We all lose games and we all win games, but you don't want to lose your team. And I can speak from example. This year, I got a very young team. We've hit a couple streaks where we lost three or four games when we lost some games, but I didn't lose my team. And you always want to think about that. Especially for the youth coaches that are listening to this, or even the beginning high school coaches, you don't want you. And I always say this, you never want to be a kid's last coach ever in any situation. Because then it's you want them to love what they're doing. another thing that I said often is, you know, write things down. I use Practice Planner Live, and I can give you a discount code for that if you're interested. But I still do paper practice plans because I'm always writing things down. I always have my little black notebook with me. And I think it's important. As I'm coming to the sunset of my coaching career, I have a lot of gratitude for all the time I've spent in that gym. I'm enjoying every road trip. I'm enjoying every game. I'm enjoying every experience I have with my players because I love them, and it's what I do. So just some thoughts as far as practice and practice planning goes. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.